It was very interesting, and it was excellent meeting we had. We actually had Niall McKenna and Michael Kerr from the Enough is Enough campaign. But the makeup of our committee is we have five councils representative on the committee. So we have a number of councillors from the all the other councils that are on the A5. So these guys give us an update as to where they thought it was at and where they want us to help to take it, you know. So it was an interesting conversation. There were a lot of harrowing stories been told, you know, whenever you have a situation where almost 60 people have died and about 1,200 injured over a 20-year period on a stretch of road that we have been trying for years to build. It's disappointing that there is people appealing against it, and they're using now the climate action plan as another item to slow the process down. So it's disappointing that now we had a discussion today, and we are working very collaboratively with everybody in relation to it. But as you well know, the Court of Appeal now is up tomorrow and maybe the next couple of days. And that is the basically a challenge that has been taken and to against the Department of Infrastructure, you know, against the ruling, and that has blocked the A5 project, for a better word.
And this appeal case is going to be a difficult one because, you know, it's going to be looking at, I suppose, facts and figures. And for the judge, I suppose emotions are going to kind of have to be left at the courtroom door.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's one of those, like, a decision has been made, and the judge will be looking at the decision that has been made, and he'll be picking up those facts, you know. So the High Court has already quashed the previous approval, you know, and they have stated that the Department for Infrastructure had failed to comply with the climate change legislation before approving the project. So they're appealing this again, citing that the project's important for road safety and connectivity. So they're sort of moving a wee bit away from it and saying that the people's safety is paramount, rather than people's safety being, you know, blocked at in favour of the birds and the bees. And I think they're right in what they're saying, but I'm a wee bit pessimistic that the judge will look at that, because he'll look at the black and white, and unfortunately we've been caught there before with other projects. So it's unfortunate, but we'll see what the appeal goes. Now, in fairness to the ministers on both sides, Dara O'Brien and Liz Cummins, they are all very proactive in trying to get this project moving, for a better word.
And that is a benefit. There is a lot of different working groups, political parties, and people on the ground, I suppose, people who have lived experience, all pushing for this. So there is a massive amount of support for the project.
There is, definitely. You know what I mean? We see it every day of the week, you know. And the situation is that all of the rest of the country has motorways, but everywhere there is a motorway in the rest of the country, they also have a rail. Like, we don't have a railway link as well. So we have those large vehicles on the road because they've no other way of getting freight to Donegal and back to Dublin, you know. So we have a double reason to get that A5 working. But we'll see what the ruling is now in the next... Well, actually, it won't be ruled upon. It will be a hearing in the next 3 days. Probably the ruling will come out maybe in February, March, because what will happen is the judge will take it away and he'll take both arguments again and see where it takes him. And it'll take probably 2 to 3 months before a decision will be made on it.